The U.S. Supreme Court now says it's illegal to give amnesty to illegals. Good morning, Boston. Okay, so much to talk about today. My friends, rarely in this very divided country of ours, and we are extremely divided, let's make no mistake about it, we are now polarized, divided on a level we have not seen really until just before the Civil War. That's not me saying it. Many people have made that observation. So it is rare to get unanimity on almost any issue. Even our Supreme Court, as you know, is deeply divided. Well, yesterday, in a major ruling, the Supreme Court, 9-0, 9-0, it was unanimous. They ruled that illegal aliens who were given what's called temporary protected status, TPS, are not eligible for green cards. In other words, they cannot permanently remain in the United States. And believe it or not, leading the charge was Elena Kagan and Justice Sotomayor. So the two most liberal left-wing members on the court. You want to talk about a slap in the face to the Democratic Party, to Joe Biden, to Pelosi, to Schumer. If you want to see how radical and extreme and so far to the left they've gone, what they are regularly promising their base, what they want to pass and ram through Congress, that even the most left-wing members on the court said is unconstitutional and illegal. In particular, the case revolved around a Jose Santos Sanchez. This was the germ of the case, or the beginning of this case. He's an illegal alien from El Salvador. He came to the United States illegally in 1997. Joined the club, Jose, because there's at least 23 million others like you. But let that go. In 2001, so 4 years after he was here illegally, he was given temporary protected status, what's called TPS. And he began to work. He actually worked for a couple of years. And this allows him to remain in the United States as long as the Department of Homeland Security keeps extending temporary protected status for anyone from El Salvador. So he figures, hey, I've been here now for 17 years, almost 18 years. And in 2014, he decides to apply for a green card, permanent, lawful permanent resident status. He wants to now completely resettle in the United States. He doesn't want to be on a TPS. He wants to go from illegal to legal. So he applies. Well, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, that agency, says no, 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 no. Or as the Russians would put it, niet. No. Application denied. Why? Because you're an illegal. We're not going to give an illegal a path to legal citizenship. No, it's against the law. It's against federal immigration law. It violates numerous laws. It violates black letter law. So you want to talk about chutzpah? You want to talk about cheek, about being brazen? He says, blank you. I'm taking this to the court. I'm suing the government. So an illegal immigrant who's here illegally, who's also managing to work and collect benefits, says it's not good enough. I want my amnestio. I want my green card, and I want it now. So he goes to court. Anyway, he wins initially. He loses on appeal. He takes it all the way to the Supreme Court. Well, in the Supreme Court, here is now Elena Kagan. Quote, there is no dispute that Sanchez, quote, entered the United States in the late 1990s unlawfully without exception. And then states specific federal law that says You cannot be granted permanent residency status after you have entered the country illegally. Hence, there is nothing in giving someone TPS that changes this result. In other words, illegal is illegal is illegal. And if they want to give you temporary protected status, shielding you from deportation, that's fine. But you want to get legal status, it no work. Because it is a brazen violation of congressional law, federal law, immigration law. Now, this was a 9-0 result. So this is now the third 9-0 SCOTUS decision on immigration in the last 2 weeks alone. So just to show you how radical the Democrats are, this is not the only decision. It's a very big decision. Don't get me wrong. It's going to have huge reverberations and consequences. But there were two other decisions. One of them, in fact, was issued, or the opinion was written, by Sonia Sotomayor, saying that someone who had been previously deported, a criminal illegal alien, who then came back into the United States, he was caught again, and they wanted to deport him again, and again, liberal lawyers tried to block it. She said, no, I'm sorry, he's going to have to be deported. You can't prevent illegal aliens, especially those with criminal records, from being deported. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. Our nation is not a suicide pact. If a man poses a clear and present danger to public safety and to the safety of individuals in the United States, and the Immigration and Naturalization Service deem him fit to be deported, then you deport him. Illegals do not have constitutional rights in the United States of America. They do not have the right to live and work and stay in our country. They don't. They are foreigners who entered our country illegally. Hence, they can be deported. Now, that was Sonia Sotomayor who wrote that decision in a 9-0 unanimous decision. And then another one was one written by Justice Neil Gorsuch, where basically saying that you don't have a right for illegal aliens to be given asylum to stay in the United States. That no, we have an asylum process. We have ways to apply for asylum. Just because you come into the United States illegally and then say, I want asylum, doesn't mean you're automatically qualified or have the right to have an asylum hearing or to be given asylum. So that was also 9-0. So whether it's Gorsuch, whether it's Sotomayor, or whether now it's Kagan, what you are now seeing slowly but surely is that this radical, wide open borders agenda that is being pushed by Biden, in fact, it's the root cause of our border crisis right now, by Kamala Harris, by Nancy Pelosi, by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and by the entire progressive wing of the Democratic Party, is so extreme and so out there. It is in such flagrant violation of the law that Sotomayor and Kagan are telling them, you're out of bounds. So you know they're crazy when hard leftists, and they are hard leftists, like Kagan and Sotomayor say, you know what? No. No. Illegals don't know. You do not get amnesty simply because you're an illegal alien in the United States. Period. Full stop. You're not entitled to a green card. You're not entitled to a work visa. You're not entitled to stay. Now, a couple of points, and then I want to throw it open to you. 617-266-6868 is the number. Couple lines are open if you want to jump on. As a naturalized American myself, as someone who came into this country legally, I read Elena Kagan's decision. And finally, I never thought I'd be saying this in the context of Elena Kagan, but I was pumping my fists last night because her point is you can get a green card or permanent residency status if you came into America legally to begin with. Once you have been legally admitted into America, then you can go to the next step, which is permanent residency status. That's how our law works. That's how a sane immigration policy works, by the way. That's what I did. I came in first on a student visa when I did my PhD work at Ohio University. And then I eventually came back on a work visa, and that work visa was renewed. And then I eventually got green card status. I got a green card, and then eventually naturalization. In other words, I respected the laws and the national sovereignty of the United States. I obeyed by the rules. I didn't just come in and enter the country because I felt like it or I felt entitled to come in. And so what you're now seeing is Biden's open borders regime is now losing all legal and moral legitimacy. He may keep that border wide open, but now his own Supreme Court and liberal justices are telling him, you're out of control and you're wrong. Your calls next. .618 on the great WRKO, Jeff Cooner, Boston's bulldozer. Okay, I never thought I would see the day. But, you know, hey, as one of the listeners just put it, hell just froze over. So here is the absolute latest. Yesterday, in a major decision, it has sent shockwaves across the legal, judicial, and political landscape. In a 9-0, I think it's not so much the decision, frankly, because it's black letter law. It's just straight up law. They're just upholding federal immigration law, but that it was 9-0. So you know how deranged the left and the liberals are when even, frankly, whack jobs, left-wing whack jobs like Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor are now coming across as sane. Where they ruled that illegals are not entitled and must not be given green cards. Period. Full stop. That if you come into the country illegally, you are then not eligible to get a green card and essentially you should be deported. So this delivers a huge blow. Not that they're going to stop. But it does give a huge moral, legal, political blow to this drive by Biden and his regime for open borders and mass universal amnesty. Now, the thing is, I don't believe liberals, in fact, I know, liberals do not obey the law. Liberals do not care about the Constitution. They just don't. So they're going to ignore this Supreme Court ruling. And they're going to try to ram amnesty through anyway. And basically ram it through Congress, make it an accomplished fact, a fait accompli, as the French would put it, an accomplished fact. And then to hell with the Supreme Court or anything the Supreme Court says. And they're going to argue, well, now it's an act of Congress. An act of Congress made something illegal, legal. So they're going to do everything in their power to simply ignore what the Supreme Court just did. But make no mistake about it. The Supreme Court now has ruled that amnesty is illegal and unconstitutional. That illegal aliens cannot or should not be given a pathway to citizenship. That illegal aliens have no right to get permanent residency status, a green card. They don't. Period. Now, very quickly, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can text us 70470-70470. Please just write WRKO in front of your text message because we share this text line with other stations. This is from Kevin. Jeff, wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm hearing this correctly. Are you telling me that hard leftists on the bench just ruled to uphold our immigration laws? I'm sorry, but did hell just freeze over? I think it did. Yes. By the way, AOC, Alexandria Fidel Castro Cortez, is beside herself over this decision. The left is, they're going berserk. They are freaking out. They're going apoplectic. They see this as the mother of all betrayals. Now you watch. Kagan will be denounced as a racist. Sotomayor will be denounced as a racist. They're going to go after every liberal justice. The conservatives, they're already, neo-Nazis and racists and white supremacists. But they're going to target the way they're targeting Joe Manchin, by the way. And I'm going to get to that a little bit later. They are now going to go after these justices and demand that they be purged and removed as well. So anyway, but that the left is going to start eating its own. Very quickly, one more, and then I want to go to the phone lines. 617-266-6868 is the number. This is from Nancy. Jeff, why are these illegals getting driver's licenses, welfare, and housing for life if they're not citizens? Nancy, that's the $64,000 question. That's not only against federal law. That's against most state laws and local laws. So if you have no right to be in this country and you don't have a right to permanent residency status, by the way, just so that you know, when I got a green card, it clearly stipulates on the green card and I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just explaining to you. You have to show that you will not be a burden on American society or on American taxpayers. So I had to give them proof of my employment, how much I make, how much I contribute in taxes. In other words, I'm here to work. I'm here to contribute. I'm here to pay taxes. I'm here to give. I'm here to make a difference. I'm not here to take and take and take. So, no, look, there's no question about it. Giving housing, welfare, free health care, education, welfare to illegal aliens is not only immoral and unethical, it is illegal and unconstitutional. And yet Democrats break the laws every single day. 617-266-6868 is the number. Justin in Leominster. Thanks for holding, Justin, and welcome.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Justin.
So just to play devil's advocate, and so yesterday when I got home from work, the TV was on in the background, and I overheard, I believe it was Channel 7 Boston, stating that this decision had the backing of the Biden. Why am I hearing that?
Justin, you dropped. Sorry, Justin. Your line dropped for a couple seconds when you said something on, was it Channel 7? You had Channel 7 on?
Yeah. Channel 7 stated that this decision had the backing of the Biden administration. Is that just a...
That's spin. Yeah, no, that's spin. That's complete spin.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Is that a pushing of the liberal mental disorder, you know?
They're livid about this decision. Channel 7 said that? Absolutely not. That, no way. No, this is a huge blow. What are they going to do now?
And now, believe me, I screamed and pumped my fist when I heard it. It's beautiful. Myself. And thanks for your time, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Justin. No, they're upset. They're very upset. They don't know what to do. Look, the problem is this. They have to save face because they've lost Sotomayor. They've lost Kagan. They've lost the entire liberal wing of the Supreme Court on this issue. This was a slap. It was a double slap. Literally, left, right, to Biden's face. But he's so senile, I don't think he even noticed. Anyway, more with your calls next.
6:32 on the great WRKO. Jeff Cooner, Boston's Bulldozer, 617-266-6868 is the number. You can also text us to 70470-70470. Just write WRKO in front of your text message, and because we share that text line with other stations. Okay, huge ruling. AOC, the progressive left, is furious. They are livid. Essentially, the Supreme Court ruled 9-0 that illegal aliens are not eligible for amnesty. They are not eligible to be given permanent residency status, i.e. a green card. As Elena Kagan wrote, if you came in illegally or if you were admitted illegally into America, then that act makes it impossible for you to be eligible for any kind of permanent residency status. It is a huge blow to the open borders lobby, to the Biden administration, and to the radical left. 617-266-6868 is the number. So let me ask you this double-barreled question. Numero uno, do you think illegals should be given a path to amnesty? And in particular, liberals out there listening, why are Kagan and Sotomayor wrong? Why should, take the plaintiff in the case, Jose Sanchez, who came into this country illegally from El Salvador in 1997, why should he be entitled to a green card? Simply because he came and crossed our border. That's it. That's the only, he came, he crossed illegally. Many come in legally. He did it illegally, violated our laws, violated our national sovereignty. So why, what makes him special that he's into, or any illegal, that makes them so special that they're entitled now to be given a green card and eventually citizenship? Supreme Court says you're wrong. Even the liberals on it, I want to hear from you. Secondly, should illegals be given welfare, housing, education, and all kinds of benefits? If they can't be here legally and they don't have a right to a permanent residency status, then it's obvious they're also not entitled to federal and state benefits. No EBT. No public housing, no health care. So should we be stripping illegal aliens of all welfare social assistance benefits? 617-266-6868 is the number. You know my position. You come in illegally, you deport every single one of them. That's my policy. What's yours? 617-266-6868. John in Boston. Thanks for holding, John, and welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Cooner. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, John?
I am very well, thank you. You know, I have been hopeful for well over a year in discussing these issues with you when we knew these cases were pending. Based on some other positions that Justice Kagan and Sotomayor have taken on other issues, that this would likely go this way. And I remember when I suggested to you that people would be surprised to see the liberals getting on board and this being unanimous, you thought I was, you know, doing crack and drinking vodka in the morning. And I think all of us as people that believe in the Constitution and the rule of law should be exceptionally refreshed today. Okay. When I heard this yesterday, I was admittingly not as surprised as I should have been because of the reasons that I said to you before, only because, especially Justice Kagan, if you look back at her record, even when she was an academic or when she was IG, when Solicitor General and so forth, that she falls on the side of the law. I mean, I've mentioned on this show before, and it's anecdotally, and the media has never beat it down. So you can just take that as being an indication that it's very likely 100% true. If the Supreme Court had actually voted on those federal voting cases, those would have been 9-0 decisions too, but they didn't know how to to deal with the repercussions of what they were going to do, and that's why that didn't happen. So, you know, Justice Sotomayor has a lot of immigrant relatives that came here legally. She doesn't want people coming here illegally and getting the same benefits that her relatives got that came here and did what you did. Hired a lawyer, went through the motions, complied with the law. You know, Justice Kagan, people can say what they want about her, but, you know, she does, in fact, if you look through any of the decisions she's ever been involved in, she falls on the liberal side of some things sometimes, but she doesn't necessarily write about why she ended up there. But when she has something to say, she rules on the law. And I'm not as surprised as I think you may have been, because I had confidence that this was coming, and I have more confidence.
No, John, I have to say this to give you your due. You were calling this. You were calling this, I think, ahead of the curve of almost everyone. John, I want to ask you this, though. Are you not surprised? I mean, I am. I think a lot of people are. Not that the ruling went the way it did, but that it was 9-0, that it was unanimous. I mean, were you shocked at that? Were you surprised at that?
No, not at all, because the crux of this decision was, like you said a few minutes ago before the break, it was a black letter law issue. And there is no gray area in this. I know politicians, you know, the AOCs of the world and the Markeys and the Elizabeth Warrens and so forth, they want to blur the line. They want to meld everything together so that there is no differentiation anymore. I mean, that's what they want to do with everything, right? But it's not going to happen. It's not, you know, logical legal minds are going to deal with this in a logically legal manner. And that's what occurred. So I don't want to say that I wasn't completely surprised that it was unanimous, because, again, it's an immigration issue and we know how the court sits. But when I read the decision, I wasn't surprised. When I read, you know, the fact that Justice Kagan wrote the decision should be like a huge, huge neon sign to the liberals. But it won't be, because they just want to keep banging the drum. So what are they going to do now? Have people from the LGBT community not invite Justice Kagan to the next social function? You know what I mean? If they do that, it's their own death knell. Okay,
that's a really good point. What are they going to do with Sonia Sotomayor? No, I'm serious. What are they going to do with her?
Yeah, they can't. What are they going to do? Attack her religion? You know what I mean? You can't go after them for this. But you know what? They will, and they have already tried a little bit, which just proves that they have no compass. They have no loyalty to even the people that they think are the supporters of what they believe, because what they believe is never based on anything but emotion.
John, great call. As always, great call. Thank you very much. He pretty much nailed it. You're going to see now, the left is going to start eating their own on this. Anthony in Plainville, thanks for holding, Anthony, and welcome.
Hey, good morning, Jeff.
Hi, Anthony.
You know, I kind of want to throw a different perspective at this, because I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves with Kagan Sotomayor. You know, recently, there's been a lot of, and I have some evidence here, particularly in Southern Texas and Southern Florida, Arizona, there have been majority Hispanic districts that have been flipping red, particularly just recently in McAllen, Texas.
Yes.
The mayor, in a majority Hispanic
85% Latino, 85% Latino border town, and the Republicans flipped it.
They did. And also, do you remember in the 2020 election, there was a safe blue district in Miami that flipped red? In these more Hispanic areas that are specifically in the South are turning red. This is not something, and this is something I don't think that has fallen to the wayside with the Democratic Party. And I think their talking points will be open borders. But you know what? The reality is Hispanics and Latinos and people that have come here legally, they don't like the legal immigrants, because it's almost like, I did it the right way.
how come they're getting all of the benefits and they're getting to come here if they've done it the wrong way? And
excellent. So, Anthony, what you're saying is, in many ways, this open borders agenda is starting to boomerang in their face. Because the Latino vote, they're starting to lose the Latino vote. It's peeling away from them.
It is.
Interesting. Interesting. Anthony, thank you very much for that call. No, I have to tell you, there have been internal reports. The media has been citing them among Democrats saying we're losing the working class and we're losing the Latino vote. In fact, Marco Rubio did a big interview with Breitbart where he says Trump's one of his great achievements was he has shifted the Latino vote in favor of the Republican Party. So maybe open borders is not the left's ticket to power. More with your calls next.